酒馆铺子陪你过大年，进入不打烊专区，逛逛美食美酒美肤各户，露露阿兰的专辑伴你过个充实假期。大年三十到正月十五，专辑打包购买有85折惊喜哦。另外，酒馆第21期进阶口语课节后开课，想跟露露提升口语的赶快来报名吧。关注公众号露露的英文小酒馆，下方菜单来铺子，或者调戏小助手微信 LULUXJG， 我们在酒馆等你。
Now on with the show China Story， 用英语说中国，让我们一起讲述有趣有料的中国故事。
Hi everyone, and welcome back to China Story.
欢迎回来，用英语说中国。
Today is New Year's Eve.
今天又到了除夕了。往年这个时候，咱们习惯性的就会聊点吃的。
Because let's face it, food is pretty much the major focus of our New Year celebrations.
我还记得之前的除夕，咱们聊过年夜饭。
Today let's go a bit further, go deeper into the beauty of Chinese cuisine.
今天咱们就来聊聊中国的八大菜系。
Now, whenever I'm traveling overseas, I hear people talk about how they like Chinese food. I always think to myself, you don't know the half of it. Actually, Chinese cuisine is such a big concept. Because of the extremely rich food and culinary culture, our regional cuisines are so distinctive from one another due to the factors such as availability of resources, climate,geography, history, cooking techniques, and lifestyle.
每次在国外听见别人说喜欢吃中国菜的时候，多半都会让我想到咱们饮食文化的博大精深。中国各个地区的菜系很可能千差万别，跟当地的历史、自然地理、气候条件、资源特产、饮食习惯等等等等都有关系。确确实实是一方水土养一方人。
Historically, as early as the Shang Dynasty and Zhou Dynasty,China's dietary culture has already taken shape.
早在商周时期，中国的饮食文化就已经开始初具雏形。
In the Song Dynasty, the North and South already had their own characteristics. The interesting fact is, back then, it was the North that favored sweet flavors, while the South went for more savory options.
早在宋代的时候，中国的南北饮食就已经有了明显的区别。比如在沈括的《梦溪笔谈》The Dream Pool Essays 里面就有记录到，大抵南人嗜咸，北人嗜甘，鱼蟹加糖蜜改变于北俗也。所以在当时的中国，北方人其实更喜欢吃甜的，南方人喜欢吃咸的。现在咱们说的关于粽子的南北甜咸之争，大抵也可以溯源到那个时候。
By the end of the Ming Dynasty, Chinese cuisine started to divide further into threedistinctive styles based on cuisines of Beijing, Suzhou, and Guangdong.
到了明代末期啊，中国的饮食开始分为京式、苏式和广式。
The Beijing style was more savory, while the other two favored sweet flavors. Historically, the four great traditions of Chinese cuisine.
历史上说的四大菜系
the four great traditions, or the four great cuisines,In China are Chuan, Lu, Yue, and Su, representing West, North, South, and East Chinese cuisine.
到了清代的时候，逐渐沉淀下来四大菜系，分别是鲁菜、川菜、粤菜和苏菜。
By the end of the Qing Dynasty, the list was further expanded to include
浙江、福建、湖南 and 安徽 cuisines. 到了清末明初，闽菜、浙菜、湘菜、徽菜，这些地方菜也逐渐出名，就形成了我们现在公认的中国八大菜系。
And in this episode and the next one, on the third day of the new year, we're going to cover all of them and more.
那除夕和初三这两天的 China Story, 就让咱们好好聊聊这八大菜系。
Let's start with the four original cuisines. Starting off with 鲁 cuisine, or Shandong cuisine.
首先说老四大菜系的头牌鲁菜。
With the longest history, 鲁 cuisine is ranked one of the top of the eight cuisines. It originated in Shandong province, the birthplace of Confucius.
鲁菜是八大菜系里历史最悠久， 技法最丰富、最见功力的菜系之一。
Because of its long history, it is believed that many of our cooking traditions evolved from Lu cuisine, including northern Chinese culinary traditions in Beijing and Tianjin.
来自圣人故里的鲁菜是黄河流域烹饪文化的代表，对于整个北方地区，特别是今天的京津饮食文化都有着深远的影响。比如当年北京赫赫有名的八大楼基本全是鲁菜。
However, while Lu cuisine has had the biggest influence on Chinese cooking as a whole, with its many cooking methods and techniques, it has also experienced losses due to the extreme intricacy of the techniques required.
但也正因为传统的鲁菜特别讲究用料和技法，如今反而不像川菜、粤菜一样火遍大街小巷。
Like the people of Shandong, Lu cuisine is bold, free-spirited,and uses a vast range of cooking techniques and combinations to achieve the ultimate flavor. Shandong is a coastal province, so many dishes employ seafood like squid, shrimp, and sea cucumber. Lu cuisine was so prominent in the ancient emperor's court, known for its complexity, difficulty, and stringent adherence to freshness and quality of ingredients.
明清时期啊大量的山东厨师和菜品进入宫廷，使鲁菜雍容华贵、中正大气的风格进一步得到升华。
Some of the signature dishes include braised sea cucumber with spring onion.
鲁菜的名菜比如葱烧海参、德州 braised chicken、德州扒鸡
and the traditional version of mushu pork.
还有传统的木须肉。
Actually, a slightly adapted version of mushu pork.Is very popular in Chinese restaurants overseas. Moving away from the north, let's go to the west. Introducing Chuan cuisine or Sichuan cuisine,
Chuan 菜.
Chuan cuisine is heavy on oil, salt, and spices, particularly spicy chilies, Sichuan peppercorns.
传统的川菜重油重盐重香料，特别是辣椒和花椒
Sichuan peppercorns.The taste of Sichuan cuisine is very much in your face and can't be ignored. It's one of those food that makes you sweat profusely and makes you keep saying, oh, so spicy, but you just can't stop eating it.
When people think about Sichuan cuisine, the signature mala combination of numbing Sichuan peppercorns and spicy chili peppers immediately comes to mind. 川菜的麻辣主要就是通过辣椒和Sichuan peppercorns 来实现的，这种麻的感觉可以把它叫做 numbing or tingling。 那川菜取材广泛，调味多变，菜式多样，以善用麻辣调味著称，以别具一格的烹调方法和浓郁的地方风味闻名。
As someone who just loves spicy food, I can tell you it is absolutely addictive when the right amount of spiciness just hits your palate. And alsounlike Lu cuisine, Chuan cuisine seems to be more down-to-earth. It's a lot of everyday cooking. And that's also one of the reasons why it has quickly gained popularity around the world.
别以为只有中国人才能吃辣。川菜在海外的流行足以见得这个世界上有不少好辣之徒。
And I think no one will have trouble naming a few popular Sichuan dishes.
Sichuan hot pot.四川火锅、麻婆豆腐、宫保chicken、麻婆豆腐、宫保鸡丁，这些词儿都已经原汁原味的进入了英语。
Shredded pork with spicy garlic sauce，
这个一般是指鱼香肉丝。
Twice cooked pork，
回锅肉。
Now before my mouth starts to water， let's move on to the next cuisine，
粤 cuisine or Cantonese cuisine， 粤菜。
While Chuan cuisine may be popular。Yue cuisine is without a doubt the most popular Chinese cooking style outside of China.
虽然现在川菜也开始在海外流行，但要真说，别的国家的人对中国菜的印象很多都来自于粤菜。
Yue cuisine is more commonly known as Cantonese food, and it hails from the region around the Pearl River Delta.
中国自古有食在广州一说。
And many of the early Chinese immigrants...to other countries were Cantonese, and they brought their own culinary style to all of these places around the world. Related to Cantonese cuisine are 潮汕 cuisine or Teochew cuisine, 潮汕菜, and Hakka cuisine, 客家菜, each with its own personalities. 粤 cuisine takes a lot of pride in using ultra-fresh ingredients. 粤菜对于选材用料都非常讲究。In terms of cooking techniques, presentation is simple and thoughtful, using methods like steaming, poaching, and simmering to highlight the pure flavor of each ingredient in the dish.
和重油盐的川菜不同，粤菜擅长用 steaming, 清蒸, poaching, 低温水煮, simmering, 文火慢炖等等烹调手段，展现食材原本的味道。
A popular description of Cantonese cuisine is that it's clear but not bland, fresh yet refined, oily but not greasy.
对粤菜的评价往往是清而不淡，鲜而不俗，嫩而不生，油而不腻。
There's a very interesting concept in 粤 cuisine that is called wok hei.
粤菜里面讲究锅气，在粤语里读成 wok hei。 这个概念听起来有点悬，据说是食材和锅体高温爆炒粘黏的瞬间，食材附着在锅体上引发的焦香，这就非常考验一个厨师的火候和技术。没有锅气，粤菜就没有了灵魂。
If you like to try some classic Cantonese dishes, they are Cantonese steamed fish,
粤式清蒸鱼，
white cut chicken,
白切鸡，
chatsu or Cantonese style barbecued pork,
叉烧， oh and of course, dim sum, 也就是粤语的点心，五光十色的粤式点心，同样也是在国内以及海外都收获了大量拥趸。
In the end of today's episode, we're coming to the last one of the four great traditions or four great cuisines.
今天这一集的最后，我们就来说说最开始的四大菜系里的最后一个 Su cuisine or Jiangsu cuisine, 苏菜。
It actually includes
金陵 or 南京 cuisine, 淮阳 cuisine, and 苏西 or 苏州 and 无锡 cuisine。 更具体的来说，苏菜包括金陵菜、淮阳菜和苏西菜。
Like 粤 cuisine, 苏 cuisine seeks to highlight the flavor of the original ingredients. The flavors are very subtle yet tantalizing, bursting with freshness. But when it comes to braised dishes like 无锡 ribs, generous use of vinegar, sugar, and rice wine really sets this cuisine apart.
苏菜擅长炖、焖、蒸、炒，重视调汤，保持食材原汁的同时，浓而不腻，淡而不薄。
And the three subcategories also have their unique characteristics. For instance, 淮阳 cuisine is famous for intricate knife skills and meticulous preparations.
比如在《舌尖上的中国》里，让人叹为观止的文思豆腐。
Chefs were trained to cut tofu into hair-like strands, thin enough to thread through a needle. Another distinction of Su cuisine is in its presentation.
苏菜的摆盘也是一绝。
Their famous sweet and sour mandarin fish,
松鼠桂鱼,
is a work of art on a plate, requiring great skill to execute. No wonder this exquisite cuisine has gained a place on China's state dinner tables for decades.
也正因为这样的刀工和摆盘，苏菜在国宴中都占有一席之地。
And to name a few Su cuisine recipes, for example, lion's head meatballs,
狮子头，南京 salted duck, 南京盐水鸭。今天的用英语说中国里，我们盘点了八大菜系上，也就是最开始的那四大菜系。在大年初三的下集里，我们会来继续聊聊那八大菜系里另外的四大菜系又是哪些呢？
Meanwhile, leave us a comment on any of your favorite dishes and cuisines.
We'll see you next time.